Ta-ta-ta. Story of Wichita, its people, its progress. The story of your city and mine. This is Wichita. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle brings you a story of the Oklahoma Boomers, a drama of the days when numerous Wichita citizens fought the War Department of the United States on land in Oklahoma. Land that belongs to the people. Land that was not given to the Indians by the government. Millions of acres of land that rightfully belongs to each and every one of you. We've got a right to that land. If the government won't give it to us, we've got a right to take it. So spoke Captain David L. Payne, one of Wichita's most colorful characters. From 1880 until his death in 1884, Captain Payne fought for free land in Oklahoma. When the government refused to see the justice of his claim, he organized an army colony of boomers, and Wichita was the scene of this organization. United States troops were frequently dispatched to break up Captain Payne's colony. Each time the troops disbanded, the boomers, Captain Payne reorganized them. No doubt there are numerous Wichitans living today who can recall the struggles of the Oklahoma boomers. From the back files of the Wichita Eagle comes a thrilling story of the last big invasion of Oklahoma Territory. Before we lift the curtain on tonight's drama of early day Wichitans, we want to invite you to play the entertaining Game of Names, which is sponsored every Sunday evening by the Eagle Classified Ads. You'll find the Game of Names chart in the Sunday Eagle Classified Ad section, and you can play the game at home or in the studios of KFH. Visit the new theater studio of KFH, play Game of Names at 8 o'clock, and stay for the Parlor Playhouse, a half hour of music, song, and drama. Enjoy a full hour of free entertainment as the guests of the Wichita Eagle. Play Game of Names next Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And now we lift the curtain on a drama from the year 1884. The holiday spirit prevails in the homes of the pioneers of Wichita. Happiness and contentment are enjoyed by many Wichitans. But for some, there is dark talk of bitterness against the War Department. As our curtain rises, we discover a Wichita
farmer. I say it now, and I'll say it again. The United States government ought to let us alone.
Now, Paul, maybe Nan's young man doesn't want to talk about the land in Oklahoma.
Why not? Fill up his plate again. Right. Nan, you don't take very good care of our guests.
Let me get you some more potatoes, Mr. Gray.
Oh, no, thanks. I've had plenty. But can't you remember to call me by my first name? I'm darned if I'm going to be formal. Your name's already Nan to me, even if I only have known you a few days.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
Isn't she cute when she blushes?
Oh, I'm not blushing.
You are. You are so. Oh, by George, I like you, young man. You got a way about you.
Thank you, sir. I like your entire family.
Oh.
Your wife's wonderful. Best cook in the world.
Oh, now, Mr. Gray.
Now, Mother, no use you being formal either. My name's Don. I'm not going to call you anything but Mother.
No,
oh, that's good. Now you got the old woman blushing. Oh, I like a man to be frank and out in the open like you are. Nan, how'd you ever meet this young husky anyway?
I told you, Father. I was carrying a basket full of groceries home, and he just came up and took the basket away from me and started carrying them.
Sure. I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden I see the prettiest white girl I've ever seen since I left Virginia. And so I just didn't wait for introductions.
I'm glad you did it that way. It's high time Nan was
getting settled down and married.
Father, please.
Well, the fact.
But you don't have to. Oh, sometimes you do embarrass me. You've had too much of that homemade wine.
Yeah. I'm going to have another little swig,
too. No, you're not. I'm going to pour Mr.
Don.
Don some more if he wants it, but not you.
Mine, too.
Hand me your glass, Don.
Yeah. Thank you.
I ought to have some.
There you are.
Boy, this is certainly all right.
It's a little new. We've been sort of moving around a lot, what with those attempts to get that land in Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. I'd like to hear a little more about that. You folks are boomers, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, son. We belong to Captain Payne's colony. Fill up my glass, Ma.
We've had enough.
Now I'm drinking to Captain Payne and his army of colonists now. Come on. Fill it up.
This is the end, though.
Fill it up now. Go ahead. Now, we'll all drink to him. Call your brother, Nan. Call your brother. I want him to drink a toast to Captain Payne.
But Bob's going downtown, Father.
Well, we'll drink to Captain Payne. To Captain Payne and his colony. May we make Oklahoma and the land that's ours this year. What's the matter with you, young man? You aren't drinking.
Well, I kind of like to know a little more about a man before I drink a toast to him.
Oh. Well, sir, there never was a finer man than Captain David L. Payne.
Is he in the regular army?
Regular army. Don't insult him. He practically has his own army, an army of colonists. Captain Payne was in the army and a fine patriot, too. And then he worked in Washington. And that's where he discovered that there were millions of acres of rich land that rightfully belongs to them that want to claim it. But the government won't see eye to eye with him. They gave the land to the Indians, but they got land left over, and we boomers want that land.
Well, maybe the government will give it to you in time.
In time. Why, Captain Payne's been hounding Washington for years. Even went back there and talked personally for that land, but they ignored him.
Captain Payne isn't a man to be ignored.
No.
He came right back to Wichita and organized his own army.
Yes, he did.
That's right, ma'am. It's composed of families just like us, and we all want a share of that land in Oklahoma.
We've got a right to it, too.
Yes, and we're going to fight for it, too. My family's been on 3 of Payne's invasions into Oklahoma. And each time the confounded U.S. troops run us out. But we ain't giving up.
But isn't that sort of going against the government?
What's that got to do with it? That land belongs to the citizens of the United States. That's... Say, you talk as if you didn't think it's right what we're doing.
I'm sorry, sir. But I don't think it is right.
Well, John, you don't understand. There's millions of acres of land... rich land that should go to people who want it, who really need it.
We've all endured a lot of hardships to get that land. Just last June, we went down
there. Sure. And in comes the U.S. cavalry and runs us out. We couldn't help ourselves. We had no guns, nothing to fight them.
But you wouldn't want to, would you?
I would. You bet your life I would. Captain Payne's pretty cautious, though, and a mighty good patriot. He doesn't want to fight the army if he can help it. But don't think we're not going to get that land.
John, you... You're for us, aren't you? You're for the boomers, aren't you?
I'm for people getting what's rightfully theirs, but not for opposing the War Department. Does that answer you?
No, it doesn't. Look here. Just who are you, anyway?
Why, I think we've been introduced. My name's Don. Remember?
No. I mean, who are you? What are you? What do you do for a living? I never asked that. Just didn't get around to it. But the way you talk...
Now, Paul, don't get excited.
Well, maybe he is and maybe he ain't. Young man, I ask you a question. Just what do you do for a living? And why won't you drink to the success of Captain Payne and his army of colonists?
Because I happen to belong to the only army that has the right to exist in this country. The Army of the United States.
Soldier.
I'm sorry if that displeases you.
Darn, you didn't tell me you were a United States Army.
You didn't ask me, Ann.
Yeah, you wouldn't have told her anyway. He was spying, trying to find out who he's planning another invasion to Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. You're quite wrong. I had no intention of spying.
What are you doing here in Wichita, then?
Enjoying the holidays. A soldier gets leave once in a while, you know. Now, listen. I met you folks in a spirit of friendliness.
Friendliness? You'd have never set foot under my table. You'd have never sat at my table or come under my roof if I'd have known what you are.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Listen, sir. I can sympathize with you boomers. I can understand your desire for a land that you feel belongs to you. But defying the government isn't the way to do it.
It's the only way we know how to get it. And don't think we won't get it. Captain Payne will lead us to victory in spite of the whole U.S. Army. And now you can go back and tell that to headquarters.
Nan, won't you listen to reason?
I think you'd better go.
Oh, this is all foolish. I'm just a soldier, doing what I'm commanded.
Running people out of the land that belongs to them. Are you proud of that?
I'm proud to serve my country and whatever they order me to do. Why won't you listen to reason? You boomers are fighting a losing battle, suffering undue hardship. As long as the government says you can't have that land, you won't get it.
Get out of here.
All right. That's the way you feel. But I'm not through with you, Nan. I told you I loved you. I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. And I'm not walking out of your life.
You don't have to. I'm walking out of yours.
Oh, you're as stubborn and hot-headed as your father.
I told you to get out of here, and now you'd better get moving, or I'm going to throw you out.
You're a little too old for that, sir. I'm a pretty heavy bundle.
You insolent pup, you wild.
Oh, calm down, sir.
Dad, Mother, Nan, where are you?
Dad, what was Bob?
Oh,
what
happened, Bob? What happened,
sir? What is it? I just got the news. Captain Payne's dead.
What?
What? Yes, he was in Wellington.
I know that, but who shot him?
No one shot him dead. He just dropped dead. Dropped dead in the dining room of the hotel at Wellington.
Oh, that's terrible. Impossible. We saw him right here in his room just a very few days ago.
He sat right here talking of plans for our future. Well, soldier, are you still standing here? You still want trouble, huh?
Far from it, sir. I wish to extend my sympathy to you.
Sympathy from you?
Captain Payne was a great man and a great leader. A moment ago, you proposed a toast to him. Allow me to drink that toast now. To Captain Payne, who had the respect of every man who knew him. To Captain Payne's army. May they someday get the land they want, and may they learn to fight for it the right way.
The death of Captain David L. Payne on November 27, 1884, did not stop his followers. With greater fervor, they made plans to move into the Oklahoma Territory and take the land by force. Captain W. L. Couch took charge of the Boomer colony. Immediate plans for an expedition were made. This was a disastrous move, for it was winter.
All right, son, all right, Hey, tie that box of goods on there, right on there.
I'm getting
right on good. Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of bumpy road ahead of us.
You mean we haven't got any road at all? There she is, Dad.
You got her?
Come on, Mother.
All right,
I'll help
son.
You on the way.
Yeah, help him out.
All right.
Come
on. Easy.
Thanks, son.
All right?
Don't worry about me. Who's driving, you or your pa?
Well, I'll start off. I got quite a ways to go. Captain Couch says we'll cross the state line and go into the territory and establish a camp at Stillwater Creek. And, you better bundle up, Mother. You
I will, Pa. I kind of caught a spell of cold.
Yeah, here. Put this
all
buffalo
right.
robe around
yeah,
you.
Right.
Put it around real good. Well, come on, man. Come on. Get in the wagon. Come on. We're off to Oklahoma
Let's
again.
Go, Pa. I'm ready to go.
Let's go. Here, yeah. Yeah. There we go. I guess we'll show that young smart aleck of a soldier whether we can get that land that belongs to us.
Let's not talk about him, Dad.
All right, then. We won't. What'd he do? Go back to his regiment?
She don't want to talk about him.
Hey, Paul, look behind you.
What is it?
Somebody's riding like all hairy and heading this way.
Hey,
it's like a soldier.
It is. Well, it is. It's done.
Hey, Keep on going, Paul. Don't talk to him. Just keep going. Pay no attention to him. He's been trying to see me twice and say
he's
driven.
That blame fool don't know when he's not wanted.
Hurry up, Paul. Don't let him get there.
Go on, hurry up.
Looks like a lot of donkeys alongside the road. Ever noticed them, Paul?
How about stopping the wagon there?
What for? We got places to go.
Listen, you old hothead. I'm trying to save your life. Come on now. Stop that team and talk to me a minute.
Here, wait a minute. Here, let go of that team. Pull out of hospital here. Let go of that team. Now that you got us stopped, what do you want?
I want to talk some sense into you.
Thanks.
Listen, this is no time for you to start to an expedition in Oklahoma. You'll die of starvation or you'll freeze to death. You haven't got a chance.
Oh, tell that to the cavalry. We're ready for them.
You fools. Don't you hear that wind? Feel it. Listen, you're heading for a blizzard. If you got to go to Oklahoma, at least wait till next spring.
I'll thank you to mind your own business. Get out of the way. Get out.
Wait a minute. Listen. Captain Payne wouldn't do a thing like that if he were alive. He was a soldier once. He knew what it was to fight a blizzard. Dad, I want to talk to you. Dad, give me a chance.
Get away from us and I'll horsewhip you.
Yeah, go on back to your army.
Go on. And tell them they're not going to have it so easy this time. We're ready to fight it out.
You're not going to get away from me, man. I'm going to make you forget all this darn foolishness. You're going to be my wife. I'll see you later, you fool.
Well, he's given up.
Wasn't nothing he could do. Guess we left him behind there in the road, the impudent young pup.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, that young man's sincere. You can't hate him too much, even if he is wrong. Man, that young man really loves you.
I don't care.
Oh, don't say that, man. You're being loyal to me and your pa and the cause of this expedition, but just take a little advice. Don't put that young man clear out of your heart.
Oh, Mother, I do love him. I do.
Of course you do.
But he's against everything we stand for, Ma.
Well, Bob, maybe this will all work out.
Oh, it can't. Captain Couch says we're going to fight it out this time. Remember, we got guns.
Yes, and if we have to use them, we can.
We're not going to be turned back this time. We're going to get the land that belongs to us. And if we have to shoot it out, we will.
On the afternoon of December 8th, 1884, 250 boomers determined to possess the Oklahoma land established two camps, one at Stillwater Creek and the other on the Cimarron. Here they were determined to hold their ground and fight. A small detachment of U.S. troops under the command of Colonel Hatch were sent to break up the camp.
Paul, here they come, the cavalry. Yippee, this is where the shooting starts.
Bob, put down that gun. Nobody gave you orders to shoot.
But, Bob,
put it down, I said.
Bob, do as your mother says, son. Do as your mother says. We're following Captain Couch's orders. He'll tell us what to do.
Company, halt! Who's the leader of this band?
I am. You're speaking to Captain Couch.
Well, Captain, you don't rate a salute because you're not of the regular army. I have orders from the United States government to move you colonists out of this territory. Now, I hope you'll go peacefully.
We have no intentions of going. We came here to claim our land, and we're staying. Every man is ready to fight for this land.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to give you time to think this over. If you're not out of here within a reasonable time, I can't be responsible for your safety.
And the same goes for you. We're ready to fight.
But you'll lose.
Thank you.
Paw. I reckon as how I better have myself fixed up a right strong whiskey toddy.
Oh.
I'm not yet no better.
I'll fix it for you, Mother. Those dirty devils. They're cutting off our chance of getting supplies.
How's that, son?
Colonel Hatch has strung a line of soldiers north of here. There's no chance to get food, supplies.
No chance at all. No. They wouldn't come out and fight us. They're trying an old army trick. They're going to starve us out.
Not if I can help it. There's ways to get through a line if our guy will just take the chances. And I'm going to take
it. Oh, Bob, don't do nothing foolish.
But, Ma, we can't let him starve us out.
He's right. Some of my men, some of Captain Couch's men, they're going to try to get a wagon through tonight. Surprise the guards and get one through. Bob and me are both going.
Oh, Pa, don't want
now,
you to go.
Now, stay with you, Mother.
Oh, don't
we got
go,
to do
Pa.
It, Ma. We've fought too long and suffered too much for this land. We just can't give it up.
Here's your whiskey, Mother.
Thanks.
Take care of her, Nan. We'll be back by morning, and there'll be food for all of us.
All right, Bob, but be careful, please. Oh, please be careful, Pa. And Bob, don't be gone too long. I ain't feeling at all good.
Don't worry, Ma. Don't worry. We'll get through some way. We'll get through.
I wouldn't try that if I were you, sir.
Don.
Hello, Nan. Looks like you're about to lose a father and brother.
What?
How'd you get here? Who's with you?
No one. I came over to your camp alone.
You're lying. You wouldn't have the nerve.
No.
The way most of us feel, we'd as soon kill you. In fact, I'm not so sure that I won't.
Put down that gun, you fool. I'm sorry I had to do that.
I struck my son.
Stand back, old man, please. I don't want to use this gun.
No, Pa, please.
Sit down, will you? I've got to talk to you folks.
You know how much talking you'd get done. If you didn't have that gun in your
hand, I know how much you folks hate me. But in the army, you just don't understand.
Perhaps you're the one who doesn't understand. Come on, ma'am. Don't. No use in you flaring up, too.
Oh, but him standing there. Standing there so smug and so sure of himself. For days now, they've been laying over there in the woods laughing at us poor boomers. Laughing at us laying around in this camp starving and freezing to death.
I tried to save you that trouble.
Sure, I tried to talk us into giving up and going back, refusing to fight for our cause.
You're wrong, Spitfire.
Don't call me Spitfire. I'll spit in your eye.
I'll turn you across my knee and warm your petticoat.
God, I'd like to see you try it, tin soldier. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking what a swell time we're going to have fighting after we're married.
Married? Me married to you? I'd sooner be dead.
And that's what you'll be. Unless you listen to reason. Listen, all of you. I've got to tell you this. The fight's up. Already the colonists are leaving.
They're yellow. We're not.
They're sensible. You're fools. Listen. The army would be within its right if it openly attacked you. Yes, shot you down like any other enemy. But no one wants to do that.
No. You only want to starve us to death.
We only want to starve some sense in your thick skulls. Look, every man in that troop wants you to have your land. But this isn't the way to get it. The government will get around to giving you the land. But don't try to take the law in your own hands. Those days are gone. Give up. Please, if not for your own sake, for the sake of your mother. This woman's sick. She's dying, you idiots.
If she is, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. And the fault of your army.
Oh, Bob, don't say that. A lot of what he says is right. There's two sides to everything.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Mrs. Jones, talk him into turning back and wait until the territory opens. Look, I want a live mother-in-law when Nan and I get married. Oh, get it?
I won't. Yeah, you're a good boy, Don. I always liked you. And Nan loves you.
Sure she does. I know that.
Why, of all the conceited...
No, Nan, don't. Let's not have no more fighting. I ain't feeling well at all. I guess this old cold just got all through me. My bones and even in my heart.
Oh, you poor old darling. This is awful the way you've had to live.
Listen to him talk. Him with his belly full and us starving. And now he's sorry.
Yeah, sorry enough to bring you some food.
Food?
Ha! Thought that'd get her eyes out of you. Here, you stubborn boomers. Here's food. And if my commanding officer knew I brought this through, he'd shoot me at sunrise.
Oh, good to hear, Father. Some of this.
There it is.
You take
now,
it off
eat your here. Fill. And maybe with some food in your stomach, you'll listen to some sense.
Food? Gosh, look at it.
Bob, keep your hands off it. We're not touching his dirty food. I'll starve.
First. Oh, Paul.
Well, I will.
Stop being so stubborn. I ain't never asked you for no special favors. But I want them tonight. I want all of you to listen to me. Because I might not be talking much for long. Now, just listen to me. Just listen to me.
Yes, listen to her and load up your wagon and head back to Kansas and civilization. Ask him in the name of mercy to let you do that, Miss Jones.
No, boy. I'm not asking that. I've been on all these expeditions. Been going right along with them. And I've always stayed right along with them. If they say they're going to stay, I'm not talking against them. Pa, come over here.
Pa.
Oh, don't look Ma. So scared, Pa.
Sure. You're awful sick, Ma. Been so blame set on this colony, I plumb forgot to concern myself about you.
That's all right. I never asked you to forget you work for me. Listen, Pa.
Yes?
I just want you not to hate this young soldier. That goes for you, man.
Yes, brother.
A lot of what he says is right. I kind of think the government will recognize Captain Payne's claim. They'll open Oklahoma Territory someday.
Sure they will.
Let's not have all this fighting over it. If the soldiers run you out, why try some other way. Maybe we ought to do more talking to our government and less fighting. I don't know. I'm just an old farm woman. But what's that? That bugle.
That's the army camp. They're playing taps. It's sort of a soldier's good night.
Sure pretty.
Ma?
Yes, Pa.
We're going back tomorrow. I'm taking you back to Kansas.
I'm sorry, Pa, but...
No, I'm taking you back.
I'm afraid you can't. Huh? I've always gone with you, wherever you said. But this time, I reckon I got some special orders from the big general. Pa, if the army makes you go back, you can kind of laugh. Because I'm going to be staying. Ain't that some joke? They've been running me out of Oklahoma all these years. But now I'm going to get to stay here. I reckon I'll rest right good out there by that small clump of trees.
Ma.
Yes, sir. I reckon I'm staying in Oklahoma. This time.
Mother, oh, no. Mother.
No. There's nothing we can do now. The mother's faked out her claim.
Ma'am. It's all right, ma'am. We'll come back here sometime. Together.
Once again, the Boomers were defeated. They were finally forced to abandon their claims and return to Kansas. This fatal campaign in the winter of 1884 was the last important expedition in defiance of the War Department. The considerate strategy of Colonel Hatch of the United States Army saved much bloodshed in this last and most belligerent expedition. 5 years later, the territory of Oklahoma was opened, and many of the Boomers came to claim the land. This time, they came with the full sanction of the government. A And so the curtain falls on another story from the files of the Wichita Eagle. Every Thursday evening, the Wichita Eagle opens its storehouse of drama. And friends, every morning and every evening, the Eagle brings you the latest news, the finest serials, and the most effective method of advertising. This is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Thursday to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.